This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ooh, folks not happy about this?
What happened?
You might understand why. There's a reason the city of Rochester doesn't have these anymore. It seems they cause way more issues than they did solve the problem they were created to fix.
They didn't work.
No. But one community in our area, they don't seem to care.
Really?
And they say safety, Tommy, is the reason why they want these.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The city of Canandaigua has approved the use of red light cameras.
I thought we were done with this stuff.
So did I.
Because, like, it didn't work,
right,
to your point. And why does Canandaigua need red light cameras?
So the city council unanimously approved the idea. Now they have to get special permission from the state to make it happen. I don't know how hard that's going to be, if that's just a sign off on something or they have to make a pitch. And to your point a second ago, if you live in the greater Rochester area, you know what a disaster these were in the city.
And people weren't paying the bill either. Remember that? They were just stiffing.
That was a problem.
People were getting charged. And it wasn't them.
Yep. They also malfunctioned. Sometimes it would go off when people stopped too close to the red light. The money they cost to maintain was apparently an issue.
Bad is traffic in Canandaigua unless there's a concert?
I mean, that's a great question. And that led to some folks in Canandaigua speaking out against this. Because there is a woman who was on 10NBC the other night. Her name is Gabrielle. She's lived in Canandaigua for 23 years. I'm going to read you a quote.
All right.
You ready? Quote. Seeing the way the town is going, I see it as a bit of a money grab. It's a vacation spot for a lot of people here. I definitely say it's more of a money grab.
Ooh,
money grab!
Just getting the pockets of the tourists.
Is she right?
I mean, I can't imagine any other reason to have these cameras, because when's the last time we've heard about a horrible traffic situation in Canandaigua?
I mean, look, but it's
my
also...
God, it's the town of 70 crosswalks. Like, you got,
well, maybe
stop.
That's why
you have to inch, but there's no lights.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, yeah, it's true. Not like the lights.
You just inch down that until you get to the lake.
All right, 252 WCMF, 252-9263. To the folks that live in, drive through, work in Canandaigua, is this woman right that it's a cash grab, or is this something that folks want out in that area? Because here's the thing. That also might be an inappropriate question, because first of all, it's one woman saying it's a cash grab.
Yeah.
And nobody wants red light cameras in their town.
No.
Right? Like, everybody is against it. So if we open up the phone, everyone's going to say, yeah, it's a cash grab. These clowns in government, what a bunch of clowns. I mean, she does make a good point about the out-of-towners, because folks with money make Canandaigua their summertime
place. Oh, sure, yeah.
And it's also easy to get money out of their pockets if they're not familiar with these red light cameras that could be on the streets while they're there.
But I'm thinking, you think you're only going to get the out-of-towners running red lights and getting ticketed for these kind of things. But if you're somebody that drives around there every day, you're probably going to face it at some point too, right?
I mean, look, did you get one when they were in the city of Rochester?
I did get one.
Ooh, bad.
It was
Kimmy.
And it was turning right on red.
It's always the excuse.
It was.
Oh, I didn't do anything wrong. I malfunctioned. I never got one. Did you get one?
No.
Okay, so that's two out of the three members of the break room are safe drivers who didn't break the law.
Well, I was living in the city.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
But either way, I think you are, I think a lot of people that may be for this think, yeah, get all the people coming in from out of town and running those red lights. Oh, wait a second, I got one too.
And why do you want to piss off tourists when half of your livelihood has got to be people coming down there for the summer?
I mean, that is
dumping cash all over your town.
That is a good point, right? Yeah. Like, if, you know, we've all been dragged by our wives to like places we don't want to go for like weekend away trips. Mm-hmm. If I'm spending money to go to a place like that, and I'm already not thrilled about being there, mm-hmm. and I get a red light ticket, yeah, I'm doing everything I can to never go back to that place again. It does seem counterintuitive.
Yeah.
Unless they think that Canandaigua was so great, and the money that they have coming in, the people are so rich that they're not going to care about a $5,100, $150
ticket. Or they just won't pay it. Like everybody else seems to have done.
Yeah, if I'm an out-of-towner from New York City, I ain't paying that ticket.
Well, it's still the same state.
Yeah.
I mean, they could probably come get you pretty easy.
I guess.
It's right there.
What happened to all the people who didn't pay the other ones?
That's a good question.
Well, you remember it wasn't paid to the city. It was paid to the people that installed and monitored the cameras.
Yeah, there was an outside company.
Yeah.
It was like in Phoenix or someplace.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think they stiffed them.
Okay.
People weren't paying the bill.
I think it was a third party thing.
It was a third party. I just don't know how many people stiffed because you're sitting here going, I think probably. And again, it's always dangerous.
Much like the cameras.
252 WCMF. The city council out in Canandaigua has unanimously approved red light cameras from the town. This was a thing that came up like 2 weeks ago. Folks were like, I don't know, we're looking into it, maybe. All of a sudden, boom, it's done. They have to get special approval from the state to do it. And it sounds like folks in the town are not happy. One woman called it a cash grab on 10NBC. Okay, we're being very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Ignorant?
Cynical.
Oh.
Well, no, we're always ignorant. We're being cynical.
Okay.
Right, we're automatically assuming.
We're not seeing the good.
Well, let's talk.
That's what
here.
A cynic does.
Let's talk here.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you brought up traffic during major events.
And that's about it.
Well, but there's a lot of them in Canandaigua.
There is. Right? I mean, CMAQ is huge.
And all of the summer holidays, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday when it's beautiful down there. Is it 5 and 20 there that goes to CMAQ? That can get a little dicey with people speeding around, right?
I mean, it's almost like the Jeff. I mean, especially it's you know, you got your Wegmans and Home
Depot
and all that.
There's not 10,000 people trying to get down Jefferson Road twice a week also.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, it's a similar road, though.
But you're also talking about people that may have been drinking and partying.
All right.
You got to factor that in? I mean, maybe the red light cameras.
But that's your bread and butter for the summer, man.
Well, your bread and butter is allowing drunk driving, man.
Not
Tommy Boulay. Thumbs up, drunk driving for money. Tommy's new game show on ABC, Drunk Drive for Cash.
But if you want to be known as a town that if you drink, you're going to get in trouble, your business is going
to
dry up.
Okay, do you want to say that out loud again and really listen to what
you
just said?
If you want to be known as a town, if you drink, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And you're a drinking town, and that's your business.
Yeah.
You're going to be in trouble.
Okay. So you think it'd be better for tourism if towns in our area are like, hey, drink and drive, no big deal. We're Webster. Drink and drive and it's fine. You're an idiot.
Hey, enforce the laws, just don't showcase them. You know, broadcast that, you know, we're hard ass.
Don't broadcast that. If you break the law, you're going to get in trouble?
You don't want to be known as a fun summer town with hard-ass rules.
You also don't want to be known as a fun summer town where everything goes out the window. Because every time I got a story about Canandaigua, I want to tell you, go, oh, yeah.
It's heating up.
Maybe they don't like that reputation.
Yeah, but
that's
but
part of
it?
Your, that's how you get, that's how you live.
What
first,
is it?
First you get the truck drivers, then you get the money.
And what does the camera do anyways? I mean, is it going to prevent anything?
Well, I guess the argument would be if you have people that are speeding and maybe acting inappropriately, the red light camera is another way to identify them. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it doesn't stop it in the moment.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Statement.
I mean, maybe the person doesn't do it again. I don't know.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Folks have been waiting on hold patiently. Red light cameras potentially in Canandaigua. We got Facebook messages coming in. Let's talk to John first. Hey, Johnny, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up?
I'd love to have you come sit. I live on North Main Street in Canandaigua. I'd love to have you come sit on my porch sometime and just watch the arrogance of people just driving through the red lights.
I know those types, man. They're wearing turtleneck sweaters and shackets. They got their hairline just keeps creeping further and further back every year.
Yep, that's year round. It's not summertime. It's year round. Everybody comes through. A lot of local people they don't stop.
All right, so John, you see this as a necessity, not a cash grab.
Absolutely. I don't care where the money goes.
Well, I mean, you should care a little bit where the money goes. Like, if it was going to, like, you know, preparing, like, a bear to be released in Canandaigua, we need everybody, that would be a problem, John, you know?
Yeah, well, it's easy to sit there on the radio and say, oh, there's a cash grab.
It's
and
it's super Canada easy.
Well, come sit on the porch and watch.
Hey, let me ask you this.
You don't say,
what are you going to do on your porch if they stop all this? Because that's kind of your entertainment, is watching these arrogant pricks roll through your town.
Yeah, that's it. Well, there's a lot of people that live in the town that do it. And it's not safe. You drive around and you see it. It's not just Canandaigua. It's everywhere.
All right, John, if we come sit on your porch, is there like lemonade included? Like what's the spread going to be?
Yeah, well, you're dodging the issue. You're putting Canandaigua down as a bunch of
arrogant
people that think they're rich, and that's not the story there.
Hold on. Stop, John. Let's back up. The statement was from the woman that we quoted from 10NBC was it was the arrogant rich folks from out of town that they are trying to grab money from, not the folks in Canandaigua. And, John, I asked a question because I'm not familiar with Canandaigua. I wasn't sure if this was actually a problem. I even said we are being cynical here. That's why I wanted your valued opinion and maybe some lemonade if we come sit on your porch.
There you go. It's there. I'm all for it.
Okay.
And the woman that spoke said, I don't know, she'd lived there 23 years.
Yeah.
She looked like she was probably 24. So.
Okay.
You know, you watch the cars. Speed's a big issue on Main Street in Canada.
John, I just want to say it is a little arrogant to look at somebody's age and dismiss their opinion. That is a little bit arrogant.
Well, when she said she's lived there 23 years, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Except her, because you criticized her.
I just thought I'd throw my opinion in.
Glad to have it, John. Hey, we'll meet you out at your porch, buddy. Thanks for the call.
There you go.
All right, take care.
Would be some fun porch sitting right there.
Why was John so angry?
I don't know.
He's angry and he's on his porch.
Well, I don't.
That's porch anger.
Because he started with an invitation to his porch.
That's country time.
I don't think
time,
he did. I think you heard it. Anger. I think you heard an invite that wasn't
there. No, he said, why don't you guys come sit on my porch?
Right. Because it's easy to sit on a show.
Yeah.
Come sit on my porch.
Also, did he call us rich? Because I'll take it.
He obviously doesn't listen to you talk on the show, Jimmy. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Brian writes us. They try to squeeze all the money they can out of people in Canandaigua. It's a joke. I've never seen a place that takes and takes and takes and doesn't give anything. Okay, well, they're doing something, right? Because it's always packed when the weather gets nice.
I go down there, I drop my money off, and I go home. I go, thanks, Canandaigua.
Well, but like, here's the thing.
I'm going to go sit on John's porch. John's right.
I don't think he's going to give us lemonade.
Well, no, but he did invite us. We have the audio. Like, if we show up, he can't call the cops because there was an invitation extended.
If you go to his house, it's going to be leftover lemonade.
I'm fine with
that. 2 days ago.
I'm fine with that. Country time does not go bad. But look, here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
Like, see, now it always goes too far the other way. Brian, take it. John. Look, for all the bitching and the moaning that you've been doing and I may have done earlier, for us just being down the road from Canandaigua, it's not like a red light camera program is going to keep you and your wife from going down, right?
No.
Or me from going to
see. We go down there and have lunch. It's nice.
Yeah, exactly. So like you sit here, oh, you know, if I got a red light ticket, I'm never going. You're lying. You're going back.
Of course I'm going to go.
You lie. Why do you lie?
Unless we get a ticket and then my wife may not want to go down there. Here's what will happen. We'll skip a summer, and then next summer we'll be right back down there.
Yes, and like the people that live in Canandaigua who are anti this, like I understand it. I get it, having, you know, lived through it here in the city of Rochester. Mm. It's not like you're going to move.
No.
Like they kind of do have you checkmated here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they could do what they want.
You're not giving up that porch.
No, John's pro red light camera. He wants a red light camera at his front door in case some fast ass talking radio personality shows up for 2 day old lemonade. Let's take a break. It's a Monday, man. Come on.
I know.
Chill
John's
out.
Up and at it early.
It's going to be worse. It's just going to get worse from here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.